Local officials and eyewitnesses say that a pro-government militia, locally known as Lashkar, captured Taliban spokesman Maulvi Umar with two colleagues in the Moman tribal region and handed them over to Pakistani security forces. The detained militants were immediately flown in an army helicopter to the northwestern city of Peshawar for interrogation, where Maulvi Umar is said to have told his interrogators that chief of his extremist network, Baitullah Masood, was killed in a U.S. drone missile strike on his hideout in the South Waziristan region 2 weeks ago. Top Pakistani and U.S. officials have repeatedly stated in recent days that they believe Masood was killed along with his wife and several guards in the missile attack. The most wanted Pakistani militant was leading the outlawed Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, an alliance of more than a dozen militant groups with links to the Al-Qaeda network. Since Masood's death, there have been reports of deadly struggle for succession among his commanders. Speaking to VOA, a senior leader of the ruling party in the Northwest Frontier Province, Hashim Babar has described the arrest of the Taliban spokesman as a major blow to the Al-Qaeda-linked militants in Pakistan.
Well, I think his arrest and his vulnerability to be arrested signifies that there is already disarray within the Tehreek-e-Taliban in Pakistan, and we will be looking forward for many, many more arrests, even more important than the one we have had today. We must take advantage of the situation, try to eliminate and break up the Tehreek-e-Taliban in Pakistan.
The Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, led by Masood, has claimed scores of suicide bombings and terrorist attacks across Pakistan during the past 2 years. Being the group's chief spokesman, Maulvi Umar would frequently make phone calls to claim responsibility for the deadly violence that mostly killed security forces battling Taliban extremists in the tribal areas on the Afghan border. Umar was also leading Taliban fighters in the Bajor tribal region, which borders Afghanistan's eastern Kunar province. Insurgents have reportedly used the Pakistani territory for cross-border attacks on U.S.-led coalition and Afghan forces. But the Pakistani military says it has regained control of most of the Bajor region and has destroyed militant hideouts during the past 2 years. The killing of Taliban commander Baitullah Masood and the arrest of his close aide Maulvi Umar are being described significant successes in Pakistan's war against terrorism. The arrest of the Taliban spokesman was announced as U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, is in Pakistan, where he has praised Islamabad's advances against Taliban militants. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.